Oh my God, Craig, what are you doing?
Craig. Make a noise.
Craig.
Craig, hold still. Craig, don't move a muscle. Don't move one little wire.
I think we just tempted fate by trying to do extra.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
This is why
Craig.
I always procrastinate.
Craig, don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Stay with us, Craig.
Craig.
Hey guys, this is Bridget.
And this is Will.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to...
No Stupid!
What?
Oh, hey Mary.
Hey.
How's the people watching?
Good. No one had an injury outside my house, so...
It's good. Mary's an insurance agent, so that's all she cares about.
It's well-being.
Well, not getting sued.
Do you, like, just run out there with insurance cards?
Okay, never know.
Okay, thanks for answering my question based on your life.
It cut out, so I didn't hear anything you just said.
Oh, okay, never mind. It wasn't
No, it's
important.
Okay. My feelings were just
so,
hurt.
Well, I can't solve that problem for you.
She's not responsible
for your
feelings.
That sounds like a you problem.
She's not responsible for your feelings.
Well, that's very fair. You're right, Mary. You're not.
But my therapist tells me.
I'm responsible for my own happiness.
me
and Craig.
You cannot control how other people feel.
Craig says robot emotions are human emotions.
Is that what just happened? What has happened?
Craig's being a little tool. He's not one to be a team player today.
That's fun. Thanks, Craig.
He said sorry.
He did.
But he said it because he's Canadian, so he's like, sorry.
I'm sorry.
You should try again. I keep failing.
I'm going to put Craig down. Ever think of that?
We're not recording back-to-back at all.
Oh, this is fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Today is Thursday.
That's fresh.
Thursday, March 18th, so.
Yep.
Oh, St. Patty's. Can you believe we did that thing?
Yeah, St. Patty's last night.
How was St. Patty's Day? How was bowling?
Bingo with the old people. Actually, bingo. Bingo with the old people.
Yes, we did bingo last night on St. Patty's.
And then you bowled on Monday, right? Bowling on Monday too, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was good.
It's been party week. Well,
yeah, party city.
Nonstop.
Mm-hmm. You told me we were going playing bingo with the old people.
Yeah, on we did yesterday.
Oh yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day.
It was a true party.
It's going to be.
You mean it was?
Yeah, it was, Beth. So... I thought we just went over this.
I believe that time is non-linear and therefore we're always constantly in the present as well as the past and the future. Yeah. So we are both ahead of and behind one point, which would be St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was yesterday as an illusion of maybe 2 days from now. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's all a little flim-flam. We just need to not panic and get into the police box.
Yeah. Has the snow melted down where you are?
No. Now Godzilla has come to our town.
Oh, shit. I knew it.
Well, good thing I got out.
Speaking of, the new Godzilla movie looks amazing.
Does it?
I'm
excited. I like the monolith.
Monolith.
Yeah, like that whole storyline is so good. I want it. I want giant things battling giant things.
Sure. I need to watch the movie before it.
Oh shit! You haven't watched Godzilla?
No, King of Monsters.
It's very good.
I do like Godzilla, though.
As long as you like big monsters. The only thing is, like, he never changed his roar. So he still makes that roar that sounds like a toy you bought at a dollar store.
It's the most amazing roar ever.
It's just... I know it's iconic, but I hate that that's the icon.
It's a giant iguana attacking a city.
Listen, it's going to happen. You know they're getting bigger in Florida. It's becoming like a thing. Giant iguana. There are signs everywhere. They're like, do not feed the iguanas. They're becoming more powerful.
They're becoming sentient.
Seriously, they're like becoming, like they attack people and shit. So, got some questions, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Mary there?
Did you get a chance to look at the questions?
Cool. Present.
Present.
I pinned it in our Discord.
Yes. So we'll pick. See, there's four of us. We'll do four questions, right?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we each pick a question?
Mary, go.
There was just silence on my end for about 30 seconds, so I don't know what just happened.
Oh, we're picking questions. Everybody's going to pick a question from the list that Will sent us.
Okay.
It's on the Discord, pinned.
Okay, well, I just found that out, so someone else go.
Will, you go.
Okay, all right, here we go. So, your favorite color and the last food you ate is now your superhero name. What is it?
These are so good.
Where do you start, Beth?
So, mine would be... as I am currently sipping on this lovely libation, I am the blue beer mosa.
It's your superpower.
it's obviously intoxicating the sadly sober people. I will fix them of their ailments, which is being very sober.
How do you intoxicate them?
By butt chugging.
No, I will stay away from butts. I assume I have like a type of laser ray drunk ray. I'm a little tipsy while I do it, so I don't know. Like, I get you kind drunk, of and then they're like, oh, you did it. And I'm like, oh, all in a day's drunk. I mean, work. The blue beer mosa.
Okay. How about you, Bridget?
I am the great pink Colgrain.
What's your power with that?
I help people poop. if you're in the middle of a bad pooping situation and you can't go,
appear.
I appear with my my 2 grams of protein.
What about fiber?
I mean fiber. That's what I have. Okay. 2 grams of fiber, and I help you poop.
Grams worth.
Look, that's a superpower I would love to have for myself in general. So
you should be a Go-Gurt.
Yeah. That's my superpower. What about you, Will?
Well, I just got done eating mozzarella sticks, so I will be the blue mozzarella stick.
Yeah, I love this. What's your superpower?
I feel like we work together, Will.
You guys work together very well.
I think I would be the opposite of Bridget, where I plug people up with cheese, basically.
Exactly.
If you are constantly pooping, let me help you. Yeah. Unless you're lactose intolerant, then...
Right.
And maybe kill you? Mm-hmm. Poison you mildly? Mm-hmm.
Not poison, just make you very uncomfortable.
Oh, think of me as Spider-Man instead of shooting web. I just shoot, like, mozzarella cheese out of my hand.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be all up on your web. I'd be like, ah, la, la. Just follow you behind.
Just swinging. So, that'd be gross too.
Oh yeah, swinging from mozzarella.
So obviously,
well, no. Think about it, like
attaching to like a building, and then you eat it. Like,
no, I was thinking, like, what if you like just like keep it out and like try to clean it, except it's like baking in the sun for like days.
I feel like it'd get eaten faster than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could like go just swing around like really hungry cities and.
I can end world hunger just by spraying mozzarella cheese at
them. The answer to world hunger is just spray mozzarella on hungry people.
Oh my god, that would be great.
Open your mouth.
It's very Oprah style. You get some mozzarella and you get some mozzarella. Everyone gets mozzarella.
Hey, what about you, Mary?
Hello?
Did you get any of what we said?
I heard something about Oprah.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I heard parts of all of your answers, so it'll be a mystery to me.
Yeah, you're
really going to listen
to this. You just have to wait for the podcast.
I'm just like a normal person. I just have to listen to the podcast. Mine would be the red haichu. I just ate a bunch of haichus here. So.
What's haichu?
Oh, it's the best gummy in the world.
They're like Japanese Starbursts, except way better.
Way better than Starbursts. That's like Taylor's fave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They've got lots of good flavors. You can get them usually in the Asian aisle of your supermarket. Asian/international.
Sounds like a legit superhero, though, like the red haichu.
I'm the red haichu.
Aw,
mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
I just am like a grandma. I just pass out candies to people.
I feel like when you do it, you'd be like, ha-choo!
Achoo!
Yeah, and I sneeze in your face, and then give you, I get you sick. That's my superpower. Well,
old grandmas do that too.
Mm-hmm. What's funny, mm-hmm. I've actually never had a haichu. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, get to Walmart immediately.
I always see them at the Asian markets I go to, but I never actually...
Oh man, it's so fucking good.
Every time I go to Walmart, I always get like 3 bags of them, because their bags are so small. They don't last you more than like an hour. So,
yeah.
Because I just shovel all of them into my mouth. I guess you could potentially, you know, if you have a lot of fillings, you know, you could eat these and potentially have your fillings be pulled out. Almost like a...
Yeah, no, it's true. They're like the milk duds.
Yeah. So I could also maybe like, as my power, if you have like fillings or dental work, I could just like telekinetically pull out your fillings, but only that. I can't telekinetically move anything else except for composite material.
Gotcha.
Sweet. So what's the next question, someone?
For 5 minutes, you were in the world of the last show you watched. What do you do? I would be in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I would be in their bar, and I would be having just the time of my life. I don't know. Like, they're my, like, if I wasn't friends with you guys, like, they would be my dream friendship goals. But I also kind of feel like they are our friends because, like, we are, like, they're like us because they're kind of assholes to each other. And also, would you just hang out in a bar and drink all day?
We're
like,
so nice to each other.
Yeah. So that's what I would be doing, you know. Also, probably banging Dennis, too, also.
Fair.
You know.
Dennis, huh?
I would go for Charlie.
Yeah. Dennis is the sociopath, and we all know how much I love those. So
I love Charlie Day.
I love them all.
That would be pretty entertaining. World yeah. to be in, just a, mm-hmm. just being just like a spectator at the bar, even just
yeah, you know, for sure.
Like, what will happen today? Who knows?
I mean, it's any, they're always getting into a little conundrum, you know. It's
great. Yeah, I would want to play. I would want to be.
You would want to what?
Watch them play Shardy McDennis.
Yeah, so good.
What's going on? Oh, I was like. The audio keeps cutting out.
Oh. Yeah, no, that would be fun. Anybody else? What would you guys be in?
I would actually... Last night I watched Endgame.
Oh, nice.
So I would be just chilling out with the Avengers.
That would be so cool,
You'd
too.
Be, what is it, the mozzarella man? Be helping them fight Thanos?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It's just another Avenger here to help.
I think Thor would love you.
Yes.
Especially Fat Thor.
Oh, right. He's so good in that.
He could eat me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
Love that, too.
It would get intimate.
It's very intimate, lovely. Very quick.
This spun it's, into, like, a weird spin-off porn.
What it would, like, what's making me think of is... It's Spaceballs, Pizza the Hut, and he's like, you know, the cowboy's like, oh, you're delicious. And then, you know, he locked himself in his car and he ate himself to death.
That's how I'm going to go.
Well, if you're made of mozzarella, yeah.
Yeah. So watch out, Will. Thor just wants you for your body.
That's all right.
I ain't mad. That's how I die. That's how I die.
I guess if
he dies, he dies.
I guess if movies count, then Bridget and I watched Maid of Honor almost all the way through last night. So I would just be with Patrick Dempsey.
And which is all she's ever wanted.
Admiring him, telling him how great it is. He's from Maine, telling him he's pretty, loving on him, just being in awe of all this Patrick Dempsey, which is just my normal life. So just, I would just go on how I do normally. Changed. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it is a TV show. What was the last
TV show? Oh, now you're going to change it, Will? I accepted the change.
Yeah.
I liked your food porn Thor fantasy.
I don't really watch TVs. I don't know. I honestly don't.
What about WandaVision?
Okay, yeah.
WandaVision's so good.
I would be in WandaVision. But that would be sad. I don't want to be in...
Yeah, you'd be kind of...
Yeah, I'd just be one of the sad residents that are, like, trapped in there.
You could be on the outside, Will.
I could hang out with what's his face?
Cat Dennings. Oh wait.
No, mate. The Asian guy.
Oh yeah. Oh. Hey, it's Asian, there's a rumor he's gonna get his own spinoff.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Yeah, Asian Jim.
Apparently he forgot he was in an episode of The Office. I didn't read the full article, but
I saw that too.
Like Randall like, Park, the actor.
Never in that show.
He was really good in Fresh Off the Boat, everybody, which is a hilarious show.
I did watch that show. That was good.
What about you, Mary?
The last show I watched, I guess, was actually, I've been watching BuzzFeed Unsolved with my roommate. Oh,
that'd be awesome.
I feel like I would really be a lot like Shane.
Yep, you are. You are
definitely Shane.
Fuck you, Ghost.
And then Bridget is definitely Ryan.
It's like, you want me off this bridge? You're going to have to kill me. Throw me off.
Right? And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Mary.
What up, Ghost? It's your boy.
It's your boy. So I would just be, you know, like, and like, you know, instigating fights with paranormal beings, maybe, and freaking people out.
Like, makes sense.
You know, I feel like, you know, that'd be fun. It'd be a fun little adventure to go on. So that's what I would be doing, just yelling at ghosts and doing other stuff to demons to get them to come out and attack us.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm on this cliff on the edge of the stairs. It'd be a shame if something was to push me down.
Oh, you know
what? Shane's gonna be real. He's in for a rude awakening one day when he does get pushed off a cliff. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
He would be like, "No, it was the wind. It was like a strong gust of wind. I was never pushed."
Because it's always the wind with him.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny, that show. Just like Ryan psychs himself out like so much. It's so funny.
It does make me laugh because it is like mostly in your head. You do get it inside your head. But I'm just saying, I mean, they do exist. You know, ghosts are real. Demons are real.
Aliens
are real.
There's a funny thing where, like, Shane did a little show on their channel where he would interview people when they go through, like, haunted, like, fun houses and, like, amusement parks. And Shane did not blink an eye at anything that jumped out at him. Like, he acted like nothing was happening, and Ryan was like convinced he's just a sociopath because like
you might have anxiety. Yeah.
And Shane's just like, uh-huh.
You remember when we went through a corner?
Oh my god. No, I didn't go with you.
You what? I thought you were
there. You just slept in my dorm room that night because roommate was gone.
We've talked about this. Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. It's okay. I took care of her. I saved her.
Yeah.
Corn
mazes are all fun and games till you're real scared.
Yeah.
That's your sociopath, apparently.
Beth, what is your choice?
Well, I liked my Patrick Dempsey story, but
question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stick with Dempsey. My question is...
Beth only wants to live in a world where she gets to ogle Patrick Dempsey.
Exactly. What is one ordinary thing that you can't do?
I can't whistle. Never have
been
able to. I can't whistle either.
Mm-hmm. I've tried several times and it always comes out like,
yeah, that's about it. That's what mine. Rob makes fun of me a lot.
You're doing it wrong, then. You're just blowing.
That's it. That's all I got.
I've never been able to whistle.
You should try.
What I'm doing now, Mary.
Doing the try.
Okay. Putting forth the effort.
Jeez. If you ask Rob, I can't vacuum properly, but I'm happy with my results. And now I have a Roomba named Steve, and he does it for me.
No, but apparently Steve just tries to shove it under the rug.
Steve and I vacuum in very similar ways, but we work well together. Together we do better, but I do need him to help me.
Yeah.
How does one not vacuum correctly?
I mean, according to Rob, apparently I leave spots or forget or don't vacuum everywhere.
Or just don't vacuum at all.
Yeah, something like dumb like that. And even after I do it and I feel like I did a really good job and he's like, did you even vacuum today? And I'm like, yeah, go get fucked.
What is this, the 50s, Rob? Yeah, why don't Jesus. You vacuum?
And he will, because he's like... he's like a perfectionist. Is that he always game? Has to like redo well, it.
He's a contractor.
It's not my game. I really try and help and do it.
No, really? Because my brother oh, really? My brother used to break the lawnmower and the vacuum cleaner whenever he was asked to mow the lawn.
Oh, see. I mean, I'm not or against that vacuum. Game, but I really do no. try and do a good job, but yeah. apparently I fail.
You're just like, oh, I don't know how to vacuum. You're so much better at it.
Oh my gosh, you're so strong. You push it.
You're so strong, you do it.
No, I usually get really offended. I'm like, I worked really hard on this. But I fail. So, yeah, whistling and vacuuming. How about you, Mr. Will?
I can't do a cartwheel.
Oh, well, no one can.
I can't either.
Not when you're past 6 years old.
No, when you're a gymnast. When you're like past 25, cartwheeling is over. It's canceled yeah. for the rest of your life. Do not cartwheel after that.
Yeah, it can only end in
you can only injury. End in tears.
It's off the menu.
It's off the you're too damn old
unless
for that
you're
shit.
A freak of nature and you have like a really strong core.
Yeah.
Been able to do one though, even when I was little.
Yeah, I never could do it.
I always folded my legs because I was afraid I was going to fall.
Aww.
Yeah. So I would do like, they would like try to have us do one in gym class and I would think I was doing one and they were like, that's not a cartwheel.
I'd always do the one where like both your arms are on the ground and then you just sort of slump one foot over and then you kick one foot up to like pop yourself up. So it was like the most half-assed cartwheel ever.
I can imagine Bridget being like, all right, I'm gonna do a cartwheel, and you're like, it did it. I feel like Bridget, you just stood there and said cartwheel really loud.
Cartwheel. Watch me do it three in a row. Cartwheel, cartwheel, cartwheel. Fucking cartwheel, amazing.
Fucking did it.
It's a good thing this is podcast radio.
Yeah we're not on
we're
FM.
Absolutely just cartwheeling around.
Yeah.
It's all the time.
All the time.
We're basically the Power Rangers. We're instead of flipping constantly, we're just cartwheeling constantly. We're
cartwheeling in and out of frame.
Mm-hmm.
I did do the somersault like a lot, thinking that I was the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up kicking my brother in the balls one time.
Well, I'm sad it wasn't on Funniest Home Videos.
I know. We weren't filming. We should have been, though, at my brother's expense.
Yeah, I think some of those films, like, it happened, and then they're like, Julia, go do it again.
Yeah.
Do what you just did.
Do you think they would, like, push their kid down, a flight of stairs again?
Or probably an adult. Not a kid. I think if a kid, like, knocks someone in the nuts, they'd be like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Let's get the film. Listen, Jerry, you gotta do this for the team.
You're gonna have to man up and just take another
just
one.
Just let her smash you right there again.
Doing this for us.
So these are just very consistent injuries, mm-hmm. I feel.
Yeah, true.
Because that just wasn't an era of, like, cameras being out all the time.
No. Oh, yeah, I could somersault pretty well, but cartwheeling, never.
Cartwheel, cartwheel, cartwheel. Mm-hmm. Just, here I go, woo!
Cartwheel, cartwheel, cartwheel.
Yeah, fun. Mary, what's the question that you would like to ask?
Wait, she didn't tell us what she could do.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. What can't you do? Sorry.
I can't get Will to pay attention to me.
And...
Oh, yeah.
I can't get Will to remember my food order and drive off with it instead of without it.
So you don't kill yourself.
That's right. The saddest thing I've ever heard.
At Taco Bell.
We always swing back around for you, Mary.
And Sonic.
And Sonic. Cartwheel was one. I can't do math very well in my head, even simple math. So I count on my fingers sometimes still, every now and then, you know.
That's very normal. I would not shame you for that in the slightest. In fact, I think smarter people can't do simple math. Just ask Einstein.
Yeah.
Well, listen, luckily he wrote it down because he was super smart. He's like, hey, simple math for chumps.
Simple math for chumps.
That's why you got fingers and toes. Einstein out.
Hey, that's what I tell my students. I tell, you have tools that are your fingers and toes. Use them.
I use them all the time. I'm with you, Mary.
If you're at the bank, just take off your shoes, take off your socks, use those toes.
That's right.
Yeah. I definitely count with my fingers too, like, because I'll lose track if not.
I just can't do them. I'm like 7 plus 5. Okay, here we go.
I was like, in real life, we have calculators. I don't need to know how to do this. This is dumb.
But there's a stigma I remember us growing up where teachers would say, you can't use your fingers and toes. You have to use mental math. You got to be quick.
Yeah. And then I gave him my middle finger. Yeah. Like, well, I'm counting with this finger right now.
Yeah.
How many miles
up? Do you see this one?
That's how Bridget went to the principal's office.
No, I was the most meek and mild kid ever.
All right. So Mary has a quick question. We could start.
What question of the questions that Will pinned you did you want to ask? You want to answer?
What are some dirty things that wizards and witches in the Harry Potter universe would say to each other during sex?
I'll be honest, I don't know the Harry Potter verse that well. So I'm just going to sit here and listen and laugh at you guys. Laugh at what you guys say. I could do it with like the Jedi says.
No, shut up.
Okay, well then I just can't answer, okay?
Those are space wizards. We don't talk about them.
That's They're the better wizards or whatever.
I feel like a chocolate frog would come into play.
Okay, so what, like, give me, like, an example, like...
Well, much like 50 Shades of Grey with the chocolate starfish. It would just refer to it as their chocolate frog.
What was the chocolate starfish?
Oh, okay.
It's the butthole.
Your butthole. I don't remember your chocolate frog.
What? You don't remember that so romantic...
Which one was that? I didn't get past this first one.
I think it was in the first one.
Oh, was it? Oh.
You could do like, you know, like ride my broomstick or something like to that extent. Oh, okay. You know?
Yeah. Like
that's like, I mean, if you want to be lame.
I mean,
and
if you want to be really generic, let's talk about.
I didn't hear anybody else, you know.
Exactly. I don't.
let's talk about like finding the snitch.
How about like something about the Chamber of Secrets, like Slytherin, my Chamber of Secrets, or
definitely.
Oh wait, do you guys remember?
I Slytherin into her Chamber of Secrets. What?
Do you remember that game of Cards Against Humanity we had?
No.
Mm-hmm. And one of the cards was like Harry Potter and the Chamber of my high tech sex toys.
That's all. Harry Potter and Christian Grey are very similar.
Very
true. They have the chamber of high tech sex toys.
I think Bridget would be just whispering, "I'm a Slytherin."
Oh yeah, I can't forget Slytherin.
Instead of the
except I'm not a Slytherin because J.K. Rowling hates me.
Instead of the Prisoner of Azkaban, it'd just be the Prisoner of Ass.
Prisoner of Ass. Ass.
Just jail. That's just regular jail.
That's just jail.
That is just regular.
Sexy wizard's like, Mary.
Or maybe like, you know, you have those nights where you can't get it up. You could just use Wingardium Leviosa and be like, ooh.
Like levitate it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that would work because I don't know if levitating it still makes it functional. Just raising it up. I don't
It's just like flopping in the air, like in midair, like just, a wind sock.
Just like one of those like car salesman things, like, you know, yeah. Those
inflatable
things. Yeah, just flopping in the air.
Yeah, pretty much.
You could say something like the Forbidden Forest. You could be like, there's a lot of hard wood in that Forbidden Forest over there. Some stiff trees in the Forbidden Forest. A lot of brush in the underground.
Want my willow.
Shave.
There's got to be something you could do with, like, he who must not be named.
That's like your the dick. Most forbidden is that what sex position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sex, which must not be
it's
named.
It's like the Iron Lotus in Blades of Glory. You just literally can't do it or else you could possibly die.
Something about being a free elf.
Oh, yeah. Dobby has been presented with a condom. And now Dobby is a free sex elf. I don't know.
Poor he was a Dobby. Sex slave. Maybe he was a sex slave.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, poor Dobby.
Poor
I'll show
Dobby.
You my I'll show you my dark mark.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a mole. Do you think it's cancerous? Should I go to the dermatologist?
It actually moves around when I show it to people. That's weird, right?
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you see that thing on their map? The map that Harry Potter looks in, and then there's like,
there's like those two pairs of like facing each other.
Yeah.
It's like someone's having fun in the hallway. Do you think wizarding sex shops are the same as like normal people sex shops? They just have the same thing, or is it?
I mean, I bet there's like broomsticks, quote unquote.
I bet you can do like magic from like, you know, like pleasure somebody from afar, which you can do with regular sex toys though. Like remote,
but this is magic.
The technology. Yeah. Yes, this is magic. You can't.
Yeah, that's so it's different.
Or maybe like, maybe with Hermione's like never ending bag, except you could like pull stuff out that like never ends.
It never ends.
Oh no, it sounds terrible. It needs to end eventually. Hermione, no!
She's gonna get dehydrated.
You could be like one of those things that like person who hasn't seen such and such tries to describe the concepts. Be like, what do you think something that common would be in the wizard world? I bet they do lots of creepy, or not creepy, but like really kinky, like cosplay stuff maybe, because they have like polyjuice potions. You could just like turn into another person.
I mean, Horcrux in itself sounds dirty.
Check out my Horcrux.
Yeah, you want to see my Horcrux?
I got eight of them, or seven.
After this Horcrux, I got six more.
Is it Horcrux or Horcrux?
Horror.
Oh, well,
well, maybe the sexy version is the Horcrux.
It's the Horcrux.
I got the whole crux. The Horcrux got the whole crux.
I mean, I know vaguely. I know Harry Potter, a minimal aspect.
How dare you?
I know. The worst.
Or maybe using the invisibility cloak.
Ooh. Oh, for like public things. Like, ooh.
Yeah, like public things.
No one can
maybe.
See us.
Yeah.
Dirty. So filthy.
Dirty. You filthy muggles.
Mm-hmm. I bet there's like
a filthy
of, like,
muggle would probably be.
Call me a mudblood.
God.
And there's lots of like other creatures in the magical world. Think about that. There's probably like interspecies relationships.
Like centaurs. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know,
well, actually,
like,
it was like implied that Umbridge, I think in the fifth, or when she got taken away, she's like essentially like taken away to be like gang raped and murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that probably happens.
Great times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, they probably have like consensual like pornos for that, right? In the wizarding world.
I would
of course.
Yeah.
The porn instead industry like, in the wizard world is very developed.
Yes.
Instead of like like stepmothers or something, it's like a human.
Yeah. Just my muggle mom. Muggle like, mom porn.
Oh. Hot new vid. You seen that muggle mom video?
Oh, our childhood's tainted.
I wonder what their like Pornhub equivalent would be. The wizards had like internet. They don't have internet in the wizarding world. They're very behind on those aspects of things. Good.
They could probably just like
because they're like ew, it's muggle invention. Ew, tainted.
You can make it into maybe use like the mirror. You could use the mirror of whatever it's called, the one that like you can see your dreams appear.
Oh, Iris said, but you're just like, all right, this is my sexual fantasy.
Yeah.
Now, what's my other fantasy mirror?
That'd be funny. That's a good point.
Ooh, I know. What if like have... you got a fantasy that you didn't know you had, and then like other people were watching while?
No, but they can't. Only you can see what's
only
happening
you can
in the mirror.
See. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool.
It's totally privacy only. You know.
Well, that's
cool. Like. You get freaky with like ghosts, like Moaning Myrtle and like Nearly Headless Nick.
Oh yeah, there's ghost stuff going on. There's probably like a bunch of freaky things going on in Harry Potter.
It'll be like Ghostbusters. Yeah, it'll be like Ghostbusters, like that one scene with Dan Aykroyd.
That's when Hermione did like the juice, but she used cat hair. She basically turned into
a furry.
Yeah, look at that. Wizards and witches are freaky.
Mm-hmm.
They have like their world is so open. It's like, yeah, let's just do it. Except for with muggles, because ew.
That's why they go with the robes, you know, easy access.
Mm. Remember how like they just used to poop themselves, and then they just did spells to make it go away.
What do we call it? Disappearo poopo.
Disappearo poopo. Just shit. Shitting in the street. No one cares.
Shitting in the street.
Man, wizards are crazy. Y'all are wild.
They're wild and
wild sex wizards.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All right. That's the podcast.
Good night, you guys.
Good night.
And we'll chat next time.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.